Says as Maseches Pesachim Daf Samach Zayin, the Gemara spends the daf involved with the topic of different types of impurity of the body and how these different types of tumah of the body impact personal and national procedure of the Korban Pesach. The general principle is that personal tumah, personal impurity, disables a person from participating in the first Pesach of Yud Daled Nisan, the 14th Nisan, is pushed to the 1 month later called Pesach Sheni, which we mentioned the other day. The main topics of impurity, the main types of impurity discussed in our daf are the tuma of the Metzora, which is the Tzarat disease that comes on the skin, and the Tamei Mace, which comes as a result of a person coming in contact with a dead body, and Zav, which is an emission that comes out of a man, a Zava would be for a woman, which causes a status of impurity. So near the end of Amud Beis, the Gemara explains the Pasuk in Sefer Bamidbar, Perikei Pasuk Beis, Vayishlechu min ha-machana kol tzaru v'chol zav v'chol tamei nefesh. This is a general rule that a person who encounters, who has such a status of impurity, of either tzarat or zav, or any tamei nefesh, for that matter, that person is not allowed to hang around the Mishkan, or in the case of Yerushalayim would be the Beis Hamikdash, the Har Habayis. They have to go away. They have to be sent away from that area. But Yishlechu min ha-machane, sent away from the camp. So as a general principle, comes the Gemara and explains of Tumah Hutcher B'tzibur, that if you have a majority of the nation of Israel being, by the time Pesach rolls around, they are in a state of impurity, the nation brings a Korban Pesach, we permit them to bring the korban in a state of impurity. In other words, if everybody came in contact with a dead body, for example, that's a huge number of people, then we can carry forward with doing the original Pesach as is, and we wouldn't push off until Pesach Sheni. That doesn't hold true if it would be an individual. But this also includes, explains the Gemara, who gets to push in and to get to be inside the Beis Hamikdash. So let's say it was a Zav or a person at Saras. So says the Gemara, we based on this pasuk of a Yishlechu min ha-machane, they are not liable to any punishment of Kares for entering the Beis Hamikdash. Comes the Gemara and expands on the words of Kol Zav. What's the idea of the word Kol? So says the Gemara, to include a Baal Keri. A Baal Keri is a person with a seminal mission, and it supports, and this is a level of impurity that also would limit a person's access to the temple and to the Har Habayis and to the Beis Hamikdash. So says the Gemara, this supports Rabbi Yochanan, this drasha of Kol Zav, including a Baal Keri, supports Rabbi Yochanan, who said, Mechilos l'niskachos. These were the tunnels that were built under the Beis Hamikdash, and they were the way out for someone who would become Tamei through a Baal Keri, and they had to leave the premises. So in order to leave the premises, you can't walk through the actual surface and the roads of the top of the Har Habayis, because then you'd be walking through sanctified ground. So they had to go underground, go through these tunnels, which were not sanctified, and permissible way to get it. The Rambam writes in Hilchos, and they had to go outside of two camps. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Beis Bechira, that's Perek Zayin, Halach Yad Aleph. He says that the Machane of Am Yisrael in the desert had three areas. There was the Machane Yisrael, which was on the outside, which was obviously four sides. The Machane Leviyah, the inner camp, which was where the Kohanim and Leviyim were, that was directly surrounding the Mishkan, the Mifsaviv, the Mishkan Yachmin. Then you had Machane Shechina, the actual inner. So then you also had in Ladoros, as the Rambam, Pesach Yerushalayim at Har Habayis, from Yerushalayim up to Har Habayis, Har Habayis going to the Azara, and then the Azara going into the place of the Shechina. So with all this in mind, comes the Meshech Chochman, the second parish in Sefer Bamidbar, notes that the Baal Keri has to leave the two camps, then every time a Levi has relations, he must leave his home, which is in the inner camps. Explains the Meshech Chochman, Rak Svivo Sa'arna Lo Din Machan Leviyah. No, when we say that the Machan Leviyah had Kedusha, it's only directly around the Mishkan. In other words, therefore, the Levim that were on the job, they would do their jobs and they'd stay in the direct outer ring around the Mishkan, while their families dwelt further back, closer to the outer camp of Machane Yisrael, where the Levim could have relations permissibly. This is why the Torah says Levim Yachanu Saviv LeMishkan, and that's why it says Edus Saviv LeMishkan Yachanu. It says Edus in reference to Levim being permitted to have relations with their wives. What was the testimony? Shashchina Shar Yisrael Shazim Reprishim Yiraus, that they were careful about these areas of intimacy within the family. Moshe Darshu Akar the Shift Deka Edus Yisrael. We are the witnesses of Hashem Yisrael. Levim serve as a paradigm for all of Am Yisrael. We're the Edus for Hashem in this world. It's a great honor, but also a great responsibility.